This episode of the Ortho Bullets podcast will go over the topic of sternoclavicular joint from the shoulder and elbow section on orthobullets.com. As a quick introduction, the sternoclavicular joint is a diarthrodial saddle joint that is incongruous, as there is only approximately 50% contact. It is composed of fibrocartilage, not synovial cartilage, and contains an intraarticular disc. In terms of motion, elevation of the arm to 90 degrees leads to rotation of the sternoclavicular joint of 30 degrees. With respect to imaging, the sternoclavicular joint is best assessed radiographically by the serendipity view. It involves a 40-degree cephalic tilt view of the sternum and clavicle. Keep in mind that a CT scan is the most sensitive and specific. Now let's talk about stabilizing ligaments of the sternoclavicular joint. Starting with the posterior sternoclavicular capsular ligament, this is the primary restraint for anterior-posterior stability. The anterior sternoclavicular ligament is the primary restraint to superior displacement of the medial clavicle. In terms of the costoclavicular or rhomboid ligament, the anterior fasciculus resists superior rotation and lateral displacement, while the posterior fasciculus resists inferior rotation and medial displacement. Finally, the intraarticular disc ligament prevents medial displacement of the clavicle and is a secondary restraint to superior clavicle displacement. Finally, let's talk about medial clavicle anatomy. The clavicle is the first bone to begin the ossification process and ossifies between the 5th and 6th weeks of gestation. The clavicle is also the last bone to complete the ossification process. And remember that the medial epiphysis of the clavicle is the last physis to close at 20 to 25 years. Finally, remember that it's important to distinguish sternoclavicular dislocations from physeal fractures. Most injuries at this location involve the medial clavicular physis before the age of 25. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. A 42-year-old patient undergoes resection of the medial clavicle for painful sternoclavicular degenerative joint disease. The postoperative course is complicated by an increase in symptoms, a medial bump, and subjective tingling in the digits. What is the most appropriate procedure at this time? And the choices are 1. Semitendinosus figure of 8 graft, 2. Subclavius tendon transfer, 3. Medial clavicular osteotomy, 4. Medial clavicular resection, and 5. Sternoclavicular arthrodesis. The correct answer to this question is 1. Semitendinosus figure of 8 graft. So improved peak-to-load failure data have been demonstrated by reconstruction of the sternoclavicular joint using a semitendinosus graft in a figure of 8 pattern through the clavicular and manubrium. Resection of the medial clavicle, which comprises the integrity of the costoclavicular ligament, results in medial clavicular instability. That's all for this review about the sternoclavicular joint. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.